From Vermont Public Radio, this is The Frequency. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Henry Epp. Today is Thursday, June 18th. Coming up on the podcast, a look at when Vermont businesses might get more federal relief money.
We're potentially looking at downtowns with boarded up windows because so many of us, like, potentially will not survive.
First, today's headlines.
No new cases of COVID-19 were reported by the Department of Health on Wednesday. One person is hospitalized with the disease, and those are positive signs for the outbreak that's been centered in Winooski the last few weeks. Health Commissioner Mark Levine says it's not certain that the outbreak is over, but things are moving in the right direction. To date, there have been more than 1,100 cases of the virus recorded in Vermont.
Nectars in Burlington will restart live indoor concerts this weekend. The Queen City venue will host events this Friday and Saturday. They're asking attendees to buy tickets in advance, and those attendees will be assigned a designated seating time. Nectars will only offer table service, no bar service. Capacity will be limited, and the venue says it will clean and clear its rooms between each set. Some other events companies are also planning outdoor performances in the coming weeks.
And if you have a loved one in a long-term care facility who you haven't been able to visit since the middle of March, you'll be able to do that soon. Human Services Secretary Mike Smith announced yesterday that facilities can open for visits starting tomorrow, but they'll be limited to 2 people and they'll have to take place outdoors with masks and after a health screening.
The federal government has given Vermont more than $1 billion to help the state recover from the coronavirus pandemic. And Governor Phil Scott wants to give a large chunk of that money to businesses whose revenues have been crushed by the COVID-19 shutdown. But lawmakers have pared down the governor's request for funding. And as Peter Hirschfeld reports, many small business owners say it's not going to be enough to keep them alive.
Like all great dive bars, Arkham is one of a kind. It's small and dark and a little dingy, and the walls are covered with original artworks and weird tchotchkes that loyal customers have brought in over the years.
I really wanted this to be a place that people could come in and be able to, you know, see a piece of themselves in it.
For owner Alan Blackwell, who opened the bar in 2012, this little spot in downtown Brattleboro is the culmination of a life dream.
I have always loved dive bars throughout my life. I think that they are one of the truest representations of a community.
They're also horribly suited to accommodate the new business realities of COVID-19.
From a business perspective, it's been fairly devastating.
Blackwell says he's trying to be realistic about the future. He knows that social distancing doesn't lend itself to a business model that relies on social gathering. But he says he wants a fighting chance, wants other small businesses to have one too. And he says the legislature can give them one by dispersing as much money as they can as quickly as possible.
And the bottom line is, you know, if they don't get these grants out now, we're looking at the forever change of downtowns all across the state. We're potentially looking at downtowns with boarded up windows because so many of us, like, potentially will not survive this crazy world we're in right now.
The question of how much federal coronavirus aid should go to small businesses and how quickly they should get it has sparked a dust-up between Republican Governor Phil Scott and Democratic leaders in the Vermont legislature. 3 weeks ago, Scott submitted a wide-ranging economic aid package that included $200 million in loans and grants for small businesses. The governor pleaded with lawmakers to approve the proposal quickly and in its entirety.
Unfortunately, it doesn't appear that it's going to be the case, as they're only including about a third of the money we recommended.
That's Scott at a press briefing on Friday, referring to legislation that would be approved later that day. It appropriates $70 million of the $200 million in business aid that Scott requested, and while lawmakers say another relief bill is already in the works, Scott says it won't be enough to help the businesses that his administration is trying to save.
Some are weeks or even days away from bankruptcy and shutting their doors forever through no fault of their own. They can't wait another month or two for relief. They need our help now.
House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says lawmakers fully appreciate the severity of the revenue crisis Vermont businesses are facing. But she says the legislature is trying to balance funding needs across multiple sectors of the state economy, like childcare.
Parents can't get fully back to work if they have to, you know, be with their kids the whole time.
And food security.
The legislature is putting out a package for extended summer meals, for the food bank, and for senior meals.
And Chittenden County Senator Michael Sorokin, who chairs the Senate Committee on Economic Development, says revisions to the federal Paycheck Protection Program will likely make more Vermont businesses eligible for loan forgiveness under that program.
And we need to take that into consideration and understand that as well, given that there's $1.2 billion already out in PPP programs and there's more money available. It makes our money, whether it's $100 million or $200 million, pale in comparison to the help that businesses can get.
For some business owners, though, aid packages from the federal government, the governor, and the legislature are all falling short. Kate Welling McCabe owns the Vermont Evaporator Company, which manufactures supplies for maple sugaring hobbyists.
Our flagship product is called the Sapling Evaporator, and it's actually a converted 55-gallon drum.
She says revenue started tanking in mid-March, right in the middle of the company's high season. Welling McCabe says she's been impressed with the governor's public health response to the coronavirus pandemic, and she'd had high hopes for the aid package he unveiled last month.
I thought, you know, this was just going to be another opportunity for him to impress me.
As she read the fine print, though, she realized she wouldn't be eligible for much of anything under Scott's plan because the $5,700 paycheck protection loan she got would be deducted from whatever state aid she qualified for. Welly McCabe says the legislature's added requirement that businesses suffer at least a 75% year-over-year revenue loss in a single month effectively closed the door on her ability to secure funding.
I honestly don't expect anything anymore.
And Welly McCabe says she fears a lot of small businesses like hers are walking the same lonely road. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
And we have reporter Peter Hirschfeld here with us. Hey, Pete.
Hi, Anna. Hi, Henry.
So, Pete, can you talk about the difference in how Governor Scott is thinking about this relief funding and how the legislature is thinking about it?
I think Governor Scott is feeling like this is a matter of when these businesses receive it and less about the formulas or tailored approaches that government uses to disperse that money. Whereas the legislature is looking at this and saying, look, we have really kind of a one-time opportunity here to take an unprecedented amount of federal money and distribute it across the economy in ways that could really deliver benefits in the long term if we get the funds to places where they're going to do the most good. Now, it's going to take lawmakers some time to do that. What Phil Scott says is, we don't have the luxury of time.
And Pete, I mean, this is just interesting given that, you know, Phil Scott is a Republican and would typically take a more hands-off approach, right, to the private sector. And that doesn't really seem to be part of the debate here. It's really on all sides, politicians are thinking about helping the private sector no matter what, given the enormity of the circumstances, right?
What you're saying reminds me of a quote from Joan Goldstein, who's the Commissioner of Economic Development for the Scott administration. And during a press briefing on Friday, she and the governor and Commerce Secretary Lindsey Curley really used that briefing as an opportunity to sort of chide and criticize the legislature for not moving the governor's original proposal for $200 million in aid to businesses swiftly and in its entirety. And here's how she characterized sort of the fundamental difference between the approach the governor wants to take and the approach that lawmakers are taking.
We can all agree that government has a role in helping businesses recover, but where we differ perhaps is in the scale of the help. This is not just a handout. This is about preserving the parts of the economy that we have the ability to help. This is about injecting liquidity into the economy, the flow of funds. It is about rebuilding the structure of the economy.
I think that this is, in some ways, a really telling quote from Commissioner Goldstein. It could also be used to describe the difference that the Scott administration and the legislature have on issues like minimum wage or paid family leave, but it's inverted. In this instance, we have Governor Phil Scott saying, we want big government right now, but we want big government to prop up private sector industries that are suffering mightily right now.
So, Pete, these funds exist and they're going to get distributed in one way or another. Either way, are businesses saying that it's going to be enough to help them survive?
You know, I walk away from the reporting on this story, and that's sort of the scary thing to me, is that none of us should be under the illusion that these grants are going to rescue a lot of small businesses in Vermont from the dire financial straits that they find themselves in right now. And a lot of the business owners that I've talked to have been really clear, this is going to help give us a chance. This is something we definitely need, but it's not necessarily going to be the difference between survival and bankruptcy for them. There's far from a guarantee that these funds are going to solve those problems. And if they don't, we could see a really devastating tail on this economic downturn that is still with us months and years from now.
That's reporter Pete Hirschfeld. Pete, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you, Anna.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency. We had reporting today from Pete Hirschfeld.
And hey, you should join us for a virtual coffee hour next week on the 25th at 10:30 a.m. You can find out more about that at vpr.org/events. And as long as you're surfing the web, you can email us with any comments or questions at thefrequency@vpr.org.
Or if you're hip and have Twitter, you can follow us at thefrequencyvpr.
Our executive producer is Mark Davis, and we have music by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. Talk to you tomorrow.